Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian. And tonight, we're going to be talking about psychic readings and love readings. And anybody that would like a psychic reading, I'd be happy to share with the tools that I used to do psychic readings and love readings. The first tool that I like to use is the tarot, because the tarot reads into a lot of information. I use the astrology cards, which is the tarot deck of astrology, and it's called the astrological deck. And what that does is it helps to narrow down a lot of your astrological signs, planets, stars, whatever you can think of with the tarot, it reveals, you know, your past, present, future, your love lives. The astral deck is sort of like I say, it's like the astrology deck, and it basically, you read the back and the front with this deck, and it goes into your astrology and your lucky numbers. The second tool that I like to use is called the runes. Now, I do use the runes, and a lot of people have heard about runes. And I've been doing readings since I was about 16 years old. I'm 31 now. And I've done it publicly. I do it online as a profession on Uranium.com. You can look up Astromind. And right now I'm running a special at $1.99 a minute. If you'd like a longer reading, you're welcome to come on my website and get a long reading and get a live camera reading with me. So anyways, I use the runes, I use the tarot. Another tool I like to use is called the story cubes. Now the story cubes, basically what that does is it will tell a story about your life and about what is going on in the situation. And it does go into a lot of different details. And it's very, very powerful tools. And if anybody would like a tarot reading or a story cube reading or a rune reading, just let me know and we'll begin the readings here shortly. Another deck that I like to use is called the UFO deck, and I'm very much into UFOs. I'm very much into the supernatural, and I'm sort of like a supernatural investigator, and I've done a lot of ghost hunts. I do channel, however, channel spirits. Spirits do come to me. I have seen spirits, and I would love to connect with your loved ones and anybody that would like a psychic reading to connect with your loved ones. I would be happy to assist you in that as well. So it looks like we've got a bunch of callers on the line, and I also do the pendulum, and I do use pendulum charts, and I also do energetic healing as well. So let's go ahead with our first caller from the 408 area. You're on the air. 408.
Hello.
And hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, and what is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Tiffany, and I'm calling from California.
California, okay. And how can we help you tonight?
I would like a reading, and I heard you mention the different readings that you offer. And out of those readings, I think it was the first one that I'm interested in. I think something story.
The first tools that I use is the tarot, and I use the deck that I normally use is called the astrological deck. And what that does is it basically goes into astrology. It goes into the planets, goes into signs. And then, of course, it has the major arcana, and then it has all the other, you know, pretty much it's all astrology stuff. The second tool I use is the ruins. The third I use is the pendulum charts, and that goes into a lot of information. And then the other thing I use is the story cubes, and I explain how the story cubes work, and they're also very effective.
Okay, I got confused before then. So I'm not sure what is best regarding, I guess my question is, what is coming upcoming for me in terms of a new job? I'm looking for a new job. So would it, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe the tarot would be best. What do you think?
Well, just for a general question, usually I can use my telepathic skills. I am also very telepathic and clairvoyant. So
mm-hmm.
I do see spirits. I do connect with my spirit guides. And telepathically, sometimes I can pick up on people. So, and your question is basically if you're going to get this job, you said?
Well, I apply for a couple of different jobs, and there's one I specifically want, and I applied recently, so I don't know if anything has stemmed from it, but I'm looking for a new job, and I do have a job right now, but I'm in trouble, so I may be fired, let go, I don't know, in the near future.
Okay, and the first question I like to ask you is, would you like to keep your job, your current job?
No, I don't.
Okay, and then the second question would be, what kind of job, is there a particular job that you want to get in?
Yeah, I do. I want to go back to the hospital in healthcare.
In healthcare?
Yeah, back into my field, which is healthcare. It could be admin work, or it can be actually like helping patients. But I want to be back in the hospital setting.
Okay. What I'm picking up is that you are going to be receiving a job in the summertime, around spring. And you're going to be working in a lot of hospitals. But you're also going to be, my guides are saying that you're going to be moving around a lot. I do feel that there's going to be a lot of moving around, a lot of shifting, going from place to place until you feel comfortable. And right now you're in a place in your life that you feel uncomfortable. Not just in the situation with what you're doing, but you also feel uncomfortable with a lot of things that are going on right now. Like you feel out of place. And what I'm getting is that once you organize everything that you want to put together, then everything will come into fruition for you. But I do, what I see is I see metaphors of puzzles that are not all being put together yet, as of yet. And there's still some things that you're still discovering about yourself, your spirituality, and also work-related is what I'm picking up. And so I feel like there's been a lot of confusion. I feel like there's been a lot of things going on your plate. Have you been feeling a lot of stress lately in your back?
Yeah, a lot of stress, and I think it's those stress are from the current work. The current work, a lot of stress. It was too much work for me to handle.
Right.
Environment.
Yeah, right. And I do feel like you need to slow down. Spirit's showing me that you need to slow down, take a breather, take a trip, get in touch with nature, rub your feet in the grass, ground yourself, and also really focus on what you do want in the present time when you do that. And just take a deep breath in when you, you know, breathe in the air. And then think about what you want and allow that to manifest for you. And I feel like this is going to come into fruition for you very quickly. And things move really quickly for you. You know, if you're that type of person, is if you want a job, you'll get it. You, if you want a job, you're determined, is what I'm picking up. You're not a negative person. It's just you get frustrated. There's a lot of frustration around you. And that causes you to be stressed out, you know. Like, for an example, you are, I wouldn't say that you're so much of a multitasker, but I do feel like you are the type of person that needs to put everything in order in your life. And so it's just like, for some people, they can get in relationships, and in their life may be out of order, and then other relationships are perfectly okay with that. And it doesn't matter where it's business partnership or relationship partnership. But, and some people feel comfortable with that. Now, some people don't. They have to have everything in order before they can get in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I do agree. Like, I'm like that. But I wanted to clarify, before, did you say spring or did you say summer?
Did I what?
Before, at the beginning, in terms of the new job, did you pick up spring or did you pick up summer?
I picked up spring.
Okay, spring is corner. Or is
it? It's just right around the corner, yeah. And I feel like my guides are telling you not to get frustrated. Don't get overly stressed. And I know that it weighs on your mind because, you know, any kind of stress or anything that weighs on our mind, it's hard for us to sleep at night. Because we have a lot of information that's coming through our crown, because things are moving so quickly. The earth is moving quickly. And things are manifesting quicker now than they used to. It's because of all the thought patterns. It's everything that we broadcast to the universe. So another thing you might want to consider, too, is start learning how to release a lot of toxins in your body. Start releasing old negative thought patterns, because that is something that we all broadcast spiritually into the universe, and that's the things that we don't want to co-create. So, and I started thinking about that too, you know, because we have a lot of self-sabotaging programming going on. So, you know, and a lot of times we think, oh, it's our boss, but a lot of times, you know, we self-sabotage it. It's just like my last work I worked at, you know, I thought I was the one that was the troublemaker and that they were to cast me in a lie of stealing, and it wasn't me that stole, it was somebody else, it was an employee, but I got scared and I just quit. But in reality, the universe was showing me is that my thought patterns and my own negative energy, you know, self-sabotage that. So if I got into like a career where I'm making a lot of money, in the future, I won't make the same mistake. That's what the universe was showing me. And it's the same thing with relationships. You know, we come into people's lives for a reason, and we learn from that person for a reason. You know, what am I in this? The first question you have to ask yourself is, what am I in this relationship for? There has to be a reason behind it. Just like, why am I in this job, in this position, for a reason? What do I have to learn from it? It wasn't because I was thrown here. It was because I chose to be here, you know. So, so if we look at the bigger picture, then we get a better understanding. We can take you know, we can reevaluate to see what's going on in our lives. And I'll start looking at what is the obstacle at hand that I have to overcome? What is the cycle that I have to break, you know? And that's kind of where you're at right now. That's the challenge, you know? Does that all that kind of make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. A lot of it makes a lot of sense. There's one more thing I wanted to clarify with you. I think you said that you saw me going to different hospitals. Does that mean traveling?
Yeah. And I did see a lot of moving around, and I don't know if it means travel or if it just means that you're going to be moving around a lot. Most likely, it probably will be travel in the future, is what I'm picking up.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because I'm not going to say that you won't, because there have been times where I've read people and they come back to me and they say, oh, yeah, you were right about this. You know, you were right that I did travel and I did go to Mexico. And about a year later, and it doesn't matter how many times down the road when they say it, they're going to say it maybe three or four years down the road, they're going to call me up and say, hey, Adrian, I'm in Mexico. And I've had that happen to me before. It's just like, that's why I always get business cards, because if I tell somebody something, they might remember me, and they might have shoved it in their pocket, and they might have said, oh, I remember this guy. He read my fortune, and he told me that, you know, I was going to be with so-and-so, and it happened. So, you know, their mind gets too busy sometimes, and they forget. But then at that very moment, they'll remember. Something will trigger their memory, and they'll be like, oh, I remember that now. And that's why I always cover all the bases, you know, with sort of like with you, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say that it's not going to happen. I'm going to sit there and say, this is what I feel, this is what I see, and yes, this is what's going to happen. And so I'm not going to second guess myself. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want you to second guess yourself either. And, you know, what you said makes sense, because I did apply for maybe one or two jobs where it requires movement, like going to different places.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what you're picking up. Maybe I'll get one of those jobs.
Yep. And I do feel you are a natural healer. And that's why you feel like you need to heal people. You need to be in a hospital and heal people. And that's where your energy, you know, that's where it resonates. That's, you feel at home with yourself. And if you feel at home with yourself at a job, you know, make no mistake, because that is a validation of your true being, of what you're supposed to be doing. You know, that is your dharma. And take advantage of that, because that is, you're on the right path. You know, because a lot of people, they get into these positions and they're just like, why do I feel like I struggle? Why do I feel like I don't resonate here? You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I
had moments like that.
So I was even telling a friend tonight, you know, she was trying to read her twin flame, and I said to her, try to depend on your own gifts, your own abilities, and go within with what you feel. And even if you can't use your abilities, use your imagination, because that's why God gave us an imagination. You know, because we're the co-creators of our own reality. And that's not just New Age programming, but that's there's a lot of truth to that. There is a lot of truth to that. I do believe that. And we have to learn to get in touch with our higher selves and rely on our own intuition at times, you know. But every now and then you do need a crutch. And I'm not going to say that, you know, you don't need support, because we do need support. It's like, you know, you have to, if you can't get to the other side, you got to have somebody carry you. You know, like today, I was I was helping a friend walk him. You know, we had some drinks over at the restaurant, and he said, "Can you help me? Can you hold my hand, or can you grab my arm, and can you lead me to where I need to go?" And I said, "Yes, I can." See, there's that support, and we all need that support. And that was a validation from the universe, you know, showing me that. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you for sharing. I felt like, I don't know if that's what you just emphasized, but you sharing this information is providing support for me right now to move
forward. Absolutely. And everything happens for a reason. You know, if you believe that, everything happens for a reason. So just hold on to that belief. Hold on to that faith that you will get what you want, and you know, never stop dreaming. That's the key, is you know, dream time, is getting in touch with your dream time. You know, because all this stuff that has been taken off of us, you know, energetically, is things that we need to take back, because we've given up our power. You know, so we need to start demanding truth. You know, stepping in our higher power. That's the key right there, you know. So, you know, and it's good, like I said, support is good. And you're looking for answers, you know, like, you know, where do I resonate here? I mean, where do I go from here? What's my next step? How do I integrate? How do I upgrade from the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to welcome you, you know, in your journey, that you get what you desire, and I hope that we hear back from you. We do have a lot of callers ahead of us, so if you'd like to remain on the line, I'll keep you on.
Okay, thank you for sharing and providing the support. Hello?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like I lost the signal there. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. I don't know what just happened, but we lost the signal there. Let's go to the next caller from the 480 area. You're on the air. Hello, 480. All right, let's go to the 901 area. You're on the air.
Hi, Adrienne, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I would like you to use the ruins, please. I applied for, I performed a physical on Monday for a program, mm-hmm. and I was wondering if you see it being approved.
All right, let me go ahead and give you a ruin reading and see what we see in the ruins.
Okay.
Have you ever had a rune reading before?
I think I have, yes.
Okay. Grabbing my runes here.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian.
You're welcome. So you can probably hear the runes. I'm rattling them around a little bit.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, let's see what we see here. Wow. So what are you, can you explain again with what you're trying to do? or what's going on?
Yes, I was trying to get into a program, and I did a physical on Monday, and I was just wondering if they're going to accept me into the program.
All right. Well, the first ruin I pulled, and this has to do with isolation. It's saying that right now things are on a standstill, okay? So
okay.
Things are frozen in time. But the other ruin that I pulled has to do with hell, okay? Now, hell is a Greek god, so to speak. He was a druid. But hell, when he would come into the play of the when things are frozen in time, he basically melts the ice, okay? So that means that basically you do have victory here in this situation. You are going to get what you want. It's just that right now things are on hold and things are very isolated and things hasn't moved forward yet. But the other ruin that I got is the sacrifice ruin. Okay, there's a sacrifice here that still needs to be taken place. I don't know what that means. Okay, maybe it's a sacrifice in making decisions, sacrifice of something that you have to give in order to receive. I don't know, or it could even mean, you know, don't leap into something you're not sure of. Don't sacrifice yourself for others. It's time to focus on yourself. Now that can mean a lot of different variations with sacrifice. Okay. But there is a sacrifice here that needs to be taken place before all this comes into fruition. Now, the other ruin I pulled is the lightning bolt. Now, this is kind of like an unexpected pleasant surprise. This is going to catch you by storm. It's going to strike you to the point where, you know, energetically you're going to feel this power, you're going to feel this energy, and it's going to strike you very quickly. So things are moving very quickly. And once that sacrifice takes into place, things are going to move very quickly. It's going to strike you like lightning. And you're going to bust through all the obstacles that are in your way. This is like an obstacle buster. That means you're going to break down the walls, break down the barriers. And it's just going to strike you very quickly. Okay? So that's a good ruin too. The other ruin I pulled is it's the hermit. Now, the hermit has a lot to do with, as you know, it's like the tarot. It basically means, you know, taking time to be a non-person. In other words, take your time to learn and to study as much as you can and to gather as much information and knowledge as you can. Take the time away from your spirituality, away from others that are negative, and start attracting more of the positive energy so this thing can take off a lot more smoother. And that way you don't have to keep making sacrifices. And you may even, right now, your time of life, you might be feeling like you're sacrificing yourself for others too much. And maybe now it's time, the universe is saying, it's time to give back to yourself and start being a hermit. Start to, you know, get away from all these people, but also it's time to gather knowledge. It's time to gather information, and that information, sacred knowledge, is coming to you. So that's actually a really good ruin. And, you know, the M has a lot to do with things kind of in a sway. Things are kind of up and down, you know, emotionally for you right now, like a boat. But it also means that you're going to go on a very spiritual journey. That's what hell also means. But hell also has to do with victory over a situation. You know, of bad things. In other words, there's a storm coming of hell, but, you know, all that melted ice is just going to go away, you know, because you've been feeling so isolated inside. So.
Okay.
And you feel like things are kind of in a standstill, even though it don't feel that way. but that's the reality of what's going on around you. And the runes are very, very powerful. I mean, I had a friend read the runes to me, and he said that things were going to be really rocky, and they did get really rocky with my health, just like you said. Okay, this blank stone that usually has, and you'll see in every tarot deck, you'll see a blank tarot. But to me, the blank one represents the self. Now, getting in touch with your higher self, getting in touch with your hermit mode will help you to get in touch with your higher self. It will also help for you to focus on yourself and to know more about yourself. And so that will reach you to a higher vibrational level where you'll be able to connect to manifest what you want. Because the blank stone means that there's something here that is about to be reborn. Something here is about to be discovered. And you yourself will figure out that mystery. It's like a fog, but you can't see beyond the fog, but you're going to start seeing it. And it's going to hit you like a bolt of light. That's what it's saying.
Okay. So, you don't see when all of this will clear up for me and they'll let me know something?
Absolutely. They all look very, very positive. As soon as you feel like, you know, you don't need to sacrifice anymore, you just give it up and surrender to your higher power, and which is, you know, this is that blank one. There's a secret here that will soon be discovered. And it's like the universe saying, you know, you got to wait, you know, before you open up your gift, because this is your gift underneath your Christmas tree.
Okay.
You'll figure it out. That's what it's saying. It's like a mystery.
Okay.
It's a riddle. You know.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you so much, Adrian.
That's a long reading.
Well, you know,
I had a personal reading.
Yeah, I had a personal reading with you before, so, you know, I just called in to see what's going on, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's confirmation.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Adrian.
You too. Have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Let's go ahead with the next caller from the 360 area. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. And
hi.
How can I help you tonight?
I was kind of interested in your story cube. I haven't
the
heard
story
of that
cube?
Before. Yeah. Kind
All
of,
right.
What is that exactly?
Well, it's interesting because I found these online and I've never heard of them myself, but I have done, you know, tremendous research on all kinds of different things. I met a man that was talking to me and my father about these children that were in China, and they were saying that they were using their psychic skills to look into the future, and a lot of these children were very talented, you know, very psychic. They used more of their right brain than what we use, you know, 90% of our brain.
Like the
the super conscience, and there's also other parts of our brain which we call the codons. And so these children were able to use a lot of these skills. And so as I was doing some research online, I found these story cubes that were from China. And I just started thinking, you know, about these children. I started thinking, well, maybe they use these story cubes to interact with a lot of these kids' minds because they're so creative, but yet they don't realize what these story cubes do because they were accessing that part of the brain. In other words, they were accessing these codons.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going past, you know, the subconscious because they were using a lot of their imagination. And a lot of people nowadays don't use their imagination and creativity.
and they don't know how to be creative, and that's the reason why, you know, you see a lot of businesses go out of business, because it's all about creativity. It's all about imagination. You know, what can I create to manifest? So basically what they do is they just get in touch with your creativity, your imagination. They get in touch with those codons. And so as you use the story cubes, it tells a story about your life. And in our life, we play certain roles on how the story ends, in other words. So it kind of helps to co-create a lot of the things, you know, when you can't get in touch with your own creativity, you know. So that's basically what they did. They used these in China for that reason. When working with those kids, you know. They thought it was a game, just like they thought the tarot was a game. And that's how it started out. But then when they started realizing that, you know, oh, I could see into the future, or I could foretell things, and I could, you know, look at these symbols, and what does it mean to me? It tells me a story, you know, like the ruins in a lot of ways. But these go a little bit more deeper than the ruins, because this goes more into like a story of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and, since we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice. And you're going to go ahead and ask a question. So go right ahead, ask your question. Now I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to concentrate my energy. So go ahead and ask your question.
Will I ever have be a homeowner? Will I ever have a house to live in?
Okay. All righty. Let's see. So, basically, what I see here is I see a scale, I see a bridge, I see a building, I see a turtle. Now, the turtle really stands out to me, because this represents you, the turtle. You know, things are moving really slowly right now when it comes to the house. Patience is not one of your virtues, and it's usually not a whole lot of people's virtues, but you do pretty well with, you know, you're like a turtle, you know. It's basically saying you go kind of in your shell at times emotionally. But things are moving really slowly, and it could even mean that, you know, it's time to take things, to have patience in this situation. And then you got the scales. The scales means that, yes, you are going to get your justice, just things right now are kind of out of balance. And then the bridge, that kind of stands out to me. Basically, how this works is I ask you questions, how that does that represent to you? You know, you basically say, once upon a time I was this turtle and I found these scales, and I was going across the bridge, and I found these scales, and as I saw these scales, I realized that, you know, things were kind of out of balance right now. You know, I feel kind of out of balance. I'm not getting my justice, you know, it's more like out of balance on my left side than my right side. So I'm trying to balance things out a little bit on, with that situation. And there may even be some, justice usually has to do with legal legalities. There might be some legal legalities that you still got to take care of, you know. So once you get that balance, that will put you back in more into balance. Now, the footstep has to do with, you know, after you get over the bridge, you see the scales, and then you see a footprint in the sand. Then you realize, you know, I'm on the right path, or I got to follow this path to, I need support, you know, to carry me up to where I need to go. So there is somebody that is coming along that is going to help you to get into this place that you want to do. And they're going to lead you in the right direction. You know, the thing is you also have to use your intuition and discernment. You got the two faces, the sad face and the smiley face. Now, one face can tell you lies, and the other one can tell you truth. It's just like the Gemini. Okay, they're kind of two-faced. Mm-hmm. So really focus on, you know, this person that you're going to be coming in contact with that's going to be helping you to co-create what you want to co-create. The next one is the third eye. The third eye has a lot to do with your intuition. The third eye has a lot to do with you foreseeing things in your dreams. So really pay close attention to your dreams.
I had a dream of a house that was burnt down. I mean, there was a big fire in it. I was driving by it on a highway, and there had been a fire. It was after the fire, so I saw that, like, it was burnt on the inside, you know, through the window,